Monday morning is upon us. Yes, it is the 7th of April, right? 4/7/14. My voice belongs to me. My name belongs to me. And I belong to me. That sounds like something. Good to be you and me. The Doug Steffen Good Day program, as we drive home some of the things that have occurred conversationally over the weekend. Ken Kessler is here to help with understanding thoughts and things. What is going on? 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Ken at Doug Steffen, STEPHAN.com, / let's see, I'll put Facebook in front of / Facebook.com/ Good Day Show, and Twitter at Good Day. So the pings, well, there are a couple, not a lot of them, Kenny. Few pings here, little ping there. A Chinese search ship picked up a couple of signals in the Indian Ocean that maybe, possibly, could be, it may, you know the old story. The missing Malaysia airliner. Yesterday I sent Kenny, somebody who was getting cute and made up a poster for Malaysian Airlines. The reason you could tell that it was Photoshop is because in the picture, it, on the top of it says, our new Boeing 777, you could lose yourself on a journey of epic proportions. Wherever you go, no one will ever know, is the sign of life. But the picture they have of the plane is of a Airbus 380. Now, how many people would know that other than me? I don't know. I think if you've got any brains, you hear the stories about the 777 being a two-engine plane, and the plane in the picture is a four-engine plane, but it was Photoshopped, and it's kind of making the rounds, people having a little fun with it, although there's not much fun really here. I can't imagine that there's anything that is amusing about what could be going on. The families, as the searches continue, officials say the sounds picked up by three separate search vessels are consistent with ones that would come from an aircraft black box. Last night, on a replay of a show called Leverage. Have you ever seen that, Kenny?
That's Leverage. That's Timothy Hutton's show,
yeah,
isn't it?
Hutton's show. I think they stopped producing it, but it's in reruns everywhere. And last night's episode was about a plane that was supposed to be hijacked because there was somebody on board who was going to testify against a big corporate giant about things going on in the company, and he hired somebody to take the plane down. But fortunately, the guys from the Leverage Group found out about it, and they put a stop to it, but just the plane landed on a highway across. The plane landed on a bridge similar to the bridge that goes from Tampa to St. Petersburg. So, all right, anyway, there's a little theory making it onto a picture. You can imagine, oh, maybe that happened. Maybe that's what happened. Who knows what happened? Nobody's going to know what happened. It could take days to confirm the origin of the sounds. Once again, bad weather, very severe weather in this area. We'll suspend the search. Twisting and turning around people, again, the folks and the families need to know or ought to know. But other than that, it's just more conversation. But there were a number of elements, as you can imagine, that presented themselves. One of the things we do Monday morning-wise is take some of the shows that are over the weekend, the news shows, and get bits and pieces of the Sunday morning shows on Fox, ABC, NBC, CNN. Who am I leaving out? ABC, NBC, CBS. I didn't put in CBS. I don't want people to think I'm slighting any of these news organizations, because they all are certainly doing a swell job.
Yeah.
As the searchers hunt for the plane, the race toward getting to the southern Indian Ocean, determining whether these brief sounds picked up by the equipment came from the plane's orange box. I'm going to stop calling it the black box. Why do they call it the black box anyway? It's orange.
That's a good question.
It's the orange box. It's not the black box.
You know, until this happened and they started showing different kinds of these quote-unquote black boxes on CNN, I'd never seen one and just assumed it was an actual black box.
No, I'd seen heard people talk about it.
Orange, red.
Yeah. So why do they call them black boxes? They aren't. I want to be accurate. First, fast and factual here. So anyway, let's see. What did somebody say? The captain of the Chinese ship. I love CNN. They have a picture of some Chinese guy standing on the bridge of some boat. And it's, we're supposed to believe that this is the ship, right? The Chinese are going to let us on to one of their ships with a news crew? Right, okay.
Sure.
Sure they are. This is an important and encouraging lead, but one which I urge you to treat carefully, said Australian Air Chief Marshal Angus Houston, who's coordinating the search, told reporters that the sounds were fleeting acoustic events and that more exhaustive examination has to take place. We're dealing with very deep water here, an environment sometimes you can get false indications. There are a lot of noises in the ocean. Sometimes the acoustics can rebound or echo, if you will. Wasn't there a movie somewhere about dolphins making noises that sounded like this? Don't I remember that somewhere in deepest, darkest Africa? I think there's something like that. All right, so we'll get started with sound from the Sunday morning programs and radio programs on the Good Day program. Hello, it's 13 past the hour.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams, here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. Question for ladies and gentlemen, are you still losing your hair in the brush? You watch it go down the drain when you take a shower? Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with that problem and many more problems that have to do with your hair. If you've been using Provia, you've seen your hair grow back. It becomes thicker every day. It is absolutely wonderful, and that's why I want you to call 800-525-8319 to experience Provia. It works for both men and women. It's safe for colored hair, safe for treated hair, safe, and results that you will believe after you see for yourself what's going on with your scalp and your hair. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today. Mention Doug Steffen. You'll get the brand new Super Concentrate Provia. It makes the product work even faster. Your hair will come in more quickly. Provia, 800-525-8319.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of two very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Visit with us every day for an update on what's going on conversationally. This is a conversation program about what necessarily happens to be the news of the day. We sort of euphemistically refer to the format as news talk radio and thus the conversation about the news. So let's go to the news. Fox News has Harris Faulkner here talking to Australian correspondent Roger Maynard about this significant ping development.
Search teams pursue what's being called now an encouraging lead in the search for the missing Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. A third pulse signal has been detected deep within the Indian Ocean. after two other sounds were spotted by ships in other areas. Search teams are now trying to determine if those alerts, all of them, are coming from one area. And they're hoping it would be coming from the plane's black boxes or being triggered by whales, perhaps, or other noise from ships. But still, it's a deep sea mystery. They're already in the air, we understand, and on the water looking on this new day of the week. The batteries in the plane's black boxes are fast declining. We do know that because that's how they were designed. And if they're not found soon, we may never know exactly what happened to that plane carrying 239 people. The search now entering its fifth week, and still not a trace of that jetliner has been found. But teams are not giving up hope. Roger, first of all, just bring us up to speed. Where are we?
Well, the search is now focused on the three pulse signals picked up by a Chinese vessel and an Australian ship here over the weekend. A British Navy ship, HMS Echo, is now in the area where the Chinese heard pings. Those pings were consistent with a signal emitted by a black box flight recorder, which had a frequency of 37.5 kilohertz per second. It continued for about 90 seconds and had exactly the same time gap between each ping. Now, some distance away, the Australian ship Ocean Shield also detected what it called an acoustic event, which also had the characteristics of the pulse from a flight recorder. Now, Ocean Shield is staying in that area for a day or so to see if it can pick up the signal again, and afterwards it will travel to the site where the Chinese vessel is.
You know, I'm curious, Roger, and I know that we don't have, you know, live cameras out there where they're working, but I'm curious to know if the mood is being reported to have changed among all those search teams, because they've been down similar roads before, where they'll chase objects in the sea. You know, what's the excitement level that you're hearing about over this?
Well, I think the mood has changed marginally. Everybody's still being very cautious here. The authorities are erring on the side of caution deliberately because they've seen hopes raised before and they don't want to have to see that again. Now, Air Vice Marshal Angus Houston, who's the man in charge of the overall search here, described the three signals as, quote, fleeting encounters that could not be verified at this stage. But he also admitted the fact that there were two detections from the Chinese vessel was, quote, promising. Now, that's a word we've not heard from them before. So, significantly also, there was white-coloured debris found near the Chinese vessel. That hasn't been identified, so it's still very much a speculative theory at the moment. We still don't know for sure whether there's any link or connection to MH370.
For some reason, I'm thinking that there's an episode of, like, remember South Pacific? Maybe we can come up with a song about the Indian Ocean, or you know, for purposes of making a movie like Noah, which has some semblance to what's going on, or what was written in the Bible in South Pacific, Rodgers and Hammerstein. We could say that this was an event taking place in the South Pacific, and we could sing, I'm going to wash that plane right out of my hair. Is that too?
Man, <Too soon>.
By the way, speaking of Noah, if you have any squeamishness in your stomach at all, don't see the movie. It's horribly violent. Violent. Did you see it, Kenny?
No, I had heard that it was
Just ridiculously.
Like
way. I didn't think it was going to be this violent. I would not recommend anybody go see the thing, frankly. I like Russell Crowe. I think he's good. The actors are good, but there's way too over-the-top violence. No, not necessary at all.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy bioavailability. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
The lights went out in Georgia. Vicki Lawrence, who was on the Carol Burnett show, if I remember correctly, right, Kenny?
Yes, she was.
Right. She was on a number of... she was Eunice's mother, I think. She was a number one singer, or at least the song became number one. I don't know if she was the number one singer or not. I guess one would go hand in hand. The story is fairly explanatory. Crank it up again, Evan, for a minute.
To Andy's house, slipping through the backwoods, quiet as a mouse, came upon some tracks too small for Andy to make. He looked through the screen at the back porch door, and he saw Andy lying on the floor.
This was the era of the story song. Remember the one, Bobby Gentry? What was the name of that lady, right?
The Ode to Billy Joel.
Ode to Billy Joel. Yeah, same kind of song, in a sense. All right, so that was reflected a different taste in music for sure. All right, meanwhile, back at the story of the moment, and that's whether or not the Chinese ship actually picked up signals that could be from the missing Malaysia airliner. Here's radio host Terry Gilbert talking about the pings picked up.
This Chinese ship that's been all over the news has apparently picked up pings. Yes, plural, but not a lot. But pings, plural, in the Indian Ocean. Nobody can say it's connected to Flight 370. And all of this going on while the black box, which isn't really black, it's kind of red or orangey red, I don't know why they call it a black box, by the way. I've always kind of wondered, because every time they show the black box from a disaster area, from a flight that has gone down, or they've been able to find it somehow in a large body of water, it's always sort of tomato red. But be that as it may, this black box has batteries in it, and it looks as if the batteries are going to run out in like a day or two. But lo and behold, we have pinging. I just can't imagine they're going to find such a large ship with just a few little tiny little pings, ping, 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 ping. But I pray that's the case. I just don't think that's what's going to. I mean, unless they pull it out of the ocean floor and I can kind of see it, and then I'll swallow my words and say, well, there it is. I just don't think it's in the Indian Ocean. I don't. And I'm joined by so many people don't think it's there. When this thing goes down, aren't there waves that just boom? The idea that it's just going to go into the Indian Ocean and nobody's going to see anything. I mean, come on. Come on. But anyway, I digress. Here's the news. They've discovered this pulse. One news report said emanating from a remote section of the Indian Ocean, and there was some debris floating nearby. Well, if some debris is floating nearby, why don't they go and get it? Oh, no, it's sort of high drama on the high seas. I don't mean to make light. I just don't. I'm trying to sort of wrap my head around, what is it, we're into 20-some days or so. I just can't quite believe that it's there. But I'm going to read you this one story, and this is up to date. The handheld ping locating technology used by the Chinese ship operates at a maximum depth of 600 feet. Okay, maximum depth. That's not very deep for a plane that's supposed to be on the bottom of the ocean.
Huh. I love these hosts who try to use drama, or they feign drama to make themselves sound better than they are. Anyway, she's little knowledge goes a long way with that host. 28 past the hour on the Good Day program.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
I would like you to take a quick look in the mirror right now and look at the bags under your eyes. Would you like to simply just get rid of them? Introducing Genucel. Genucel, developed from stem cell therapy, gets rid of bags and puffiness under your eyes. People can say, why would you use stem cell therapy? Because you get it the all-natural way your body works, so that the natural way to reduce the puffiness and the bags and that sort of thing, the lines around your eyes, comes from work that's been done on stem cells that are just like the stem cells in your body. You'll see the results of this great product making you look younger. Wrinkle-free skin is what you're looking for. Call 800-543-9262 for Genucel. And by the way, mention Doug Steffen when you call. You get a free jar of the legendary face cream Esotique. You'll be absolutely amazed by the results, or you get your money back. Genucel and Esotique for the same money. 800-543-9262.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to tell the world about your amazing cupcake shop.
Try our amazing cupcakes!
From large in-store signs and banners to custom t-shirts and menus. Everything.
Try our amazing cupcakes?
Yeah, sure. Oh, it tastes like feet. Except amazing cupcakes. Thousands of products added to Staples.com every day.
Uh-oh.
Even antacids. Now get 50% off marketing materials. Staples. Make more happen.
Offers 5-3-14. Minimum quantities and exclusions apply. See store associated at staples.com/copy and print for details.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Let's make this a good day. Conversation is always good. It's just got to keep you up to date on what it is that folks are talking about. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it's bad, sometimes it's disgusting. The crews are racing to locations in the Indian Ocean after those faint pings were detected by a Chinese ship. So that's the story of that. Another story that has people talking, the shooting from Fort Hood last week. So as you can imagine, the Sunday morning news programs on television wanted to get into this, not to be left aside. CBS and Bob Schieffer here talking to Congressman Michael McCaul of Texas, who's chairman of the House Homeland Security Committee, about the shooting that took place, soldier killing himself after killing three people at Fort Hood.
Is there anything new on this investigation? What do we think caused this now? What's the latest thinking?
Well, there is, but if I could just first say, as a Texan like yourself, this tragedy really hits hard, hits home. Our hearts go out to the families and the victims at Fort Hood. This Fort Hood community has been resilient. I'm very proud of what they've done, the great place, and standing up. This is the second time we've seen this now at Fort Hood. I did attend the commemoration service when Major Rahsaan killed 12 soldiers and one civilian. So it's very difficult to see this happen again. In terms of new information coming in, we do know that Mr. Lopez had applied for a leave of absence. He appeared to be a disgruntled employee. But I think at the end of the day, you're dealing with a mental health illness issue here, not unlike what we saw at the Navy Yard shooting. I'm very disturbed about the uptick in shootings and violence at our military installations across the nation. And one last bit of information with respect to Mr. Lopez's state of mind. He did put on his Facebook comments about how he's lost his inner peace. He's filled with hatred, and that he thought the devil would take him. So we're obviously dealing with not a rational person. And we need to look at how we can better fortify our force protection at military installations. But also, how can we deal with these mental health issues with our returning veterans? You know, our suicide rate in the military is twice as high as the average population. We do a very good job at fixing broken bodies, but not such a great job at healing broken minds with our returning veterans.
You said earlier this week we might have to allow our military people to be armed on these military bases. What exactly are you talking about?
Well, I think we need to have a discussion. I think a lot of people don't realize that our military that defends our freedoms abroad, when they come home to the military base, are not allowed to carry weapons. Now, I think we need to have a discussion. We need to talk to the commanders about whether it would make sense to have some, not all, but maybe some of our senior leadership officers, enlisted men on the base carry weapons for protection. I think ideally what you'd want to have are more military police officers, but in the current budget climate, that's not as realistic. So it seems to me a force multiplier of officers and enlisted men that we can trust, the senior leadership, to have them carry, because you know that it only takes a few minutes to wound and kill a large number of soldiers. Anytime we see soldier on soldier, it's one of the most tragic things we can see. And if we had senior leadership armed, just maybe they could have stopped it before it got worse.
All right, so the takeaway from that, it seems to me, is listening to it has become, when I listen to these politicians, I almost automatically tune out because there's such drivel that comes from them. But one of the things he said had to do with the budget, and maybe not, they don't have money in the budget. What the hell is he talking about? Waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the military budget. The Pentagon wastes hundreds of billions of dollars a year taking care of their cronies, their friends, bad management. Why in the name of heaven do they need more money? Who's looking? What is this guy who's supposedly chairman of the House subcommittee that oversees what goes on in our military? So why isn't he conducting hearings into waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse to find ways of taking care of these men who are treated abysmally, and some of the women as well, abysmally, by the service? The veteran, you've heard the stories now, I'm sure, by this point in time, there's no secret to what goes out. They're mustering out, they're giving dishonorable discharges to men who go through what this guy went through and don't get treatment. They're getting rid of because they're complaining or they've done something, they find some reason to get them out so they don't have to pay for or take responsibility or be involved in the care of the people that they've screwed up for whatever the reason. 888-302-3684. Kenny, Evan, have we got that all resolved, or are we all set with Kenny, or what's going on with Kenny?
Yep.
Kenny, there. Okay. So what do we have? What are people saying? The Second Amendment has become part of the story of the shooting last week at Fort Hood. What are some of our listeners at Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day Show saying about that, or any other piece, any nugget of thought or opinion about the shooting? And again, whether the soldiers ought to have guns. And I mean, this is the latest wrinkle. We don't have money in the budget. Give me a break.
Stan says, another military guy went postal. The way we treat our veterans, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often.
Yeah. This is becoming almost a daily conversation. At what point do we, there are three or four things going on in our country. The way we're being told to muscle up to the bar and do what the government wants you to do regarding the food supply. That's one thing. This is another thing. The amount of money that's being spent to run the health care. All of these things are daily conversations. So why are we getting somewhere with getting changes? All right, what else, Kenny?
Jake says, how is this guy allowed to access weapons in the mental state he was in and the medications he was on?
So what is, he bought a gun, what's it called, Gutsy's Guns or something? Guns Galore?
Guns Galore.
Guns Galore, okay. So how does he go in there, as has been suggested by that listener, in the mental state of mind that he was? And you know, what are the tests? What needs to be done to that? And what's the NRA going to go bonkers about when we try to bring some more responsibility to the system of guiding people into getting guns? All right, next.
One more. Ray says, will someone please explain to me why military bases are gun-free zones?
888-302-3684. Here's host Glenn Forbes on his radio program talking to legal man Ian Friedman about this debate over the Second Amendment that comes up every time one of these things comes up.
A lot of people say the Constitution is outdated. These were written, you know, obviously more than 200 years ago. And especially the Second Amendment, people feel, a lot of people on the anti-gun side feel that it doesn't apply to our world anymore. Your interpretation of the Second Amendment and how you apply it to the cases you have.
Yeah, this is a great way to start off because the Second Amendment, and I'll just state it out for our listeners, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And so the argument that has been going on for a long time is the same argument that we have today. Depends what side of the aisle you're on. Some, as you just stated, are saying the Constitution's outdated, Second Amendment's outdated, because they're holding on to the first part, that the Second Amendment was formed in contemplation of a well-regulated militia. It's a very technical breakup, because the other side will say, yeah, but there's also being necessary to the security of a free state, that's fine, but the right of the people to keep and bear arms. So they look at that, the right of the people versus a well-regulated militia. And if you look at the argument that's going on today, it's the same argument that we had. You know, the Supreme Court of the United States, in a case, I'm not going to get into all the names, but a case State versus Miller. It goes back to 1939. And the argument then was, can we regulate the Second Amendment? That dealt with a sawed-off shotgun. So, you know, dealing 60, 75 years ago. And then they were arguing, is there a reasonable relationship to a regulated militia? This argument's been going on for a long time. Glenn, this argument's going to go on for a very long time. There's some cases that have come out. We'll talk about a landmark case in 2008 out of Washington, D.C., another one, 2010 versus Chicago. But this has been going on. And so really, I have found it just really depends how people feel about guns. If they like the guns, if they feel they need the guns, they look to the right of the people to keep and bear arms. Those that are against it, those that blame the guns for violence today in society, say that it's outdated because it was written for militia. So it's an interesting debate. It's not going to get solved anytime soon.
Blah, 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 blah. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, is it over? Oh, see. Oh, okay, good. All right, 16 and a half for the hour. General Motors in the focus and conversation about campaign finance donations and the results of the Supreme Court ruling. That's coming up here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Tango 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. It's a proven fact that having whiter teeth makes you look younger and healthier. And I know how important white teeth are in your personal and business lives. Getting them pearly white usually means a mouthful of harsh chemicals that can leave you with sensitive teeth. I whiten my smile with naturally based Act Active White. No messy strips or trays. Active White lifts stains from your teeth using non-peroxide foam that takes only 2 minutes to apply. Its main ingredient has been used in Europe for 10 years. Active White is so powerful, it starts whitening your smile in just 2 minutes, removing coffee stains, tea stains, smoking stains. It even whitens a smile with teeth yellowed from years of built-up stains. Call 800-865-7602 to order Active White. Whiten your smile. 800-865-7602. Risk-free call. You'll have your loved ones asking, how'd you get that white smile? Try it now at 800-865-7602. It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
All right, so from the conversation last week, sort of the here today, gone tomorrow discussion, I didn't see anything anywhere over the weekend about all of the discussions that were held, the General Motors chairman going before the committee midweek last week, and what was basically the charges of neglect, incompetence, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, on all of the recalls. Here's radio host Steve Gruber with Joanne Paul talking to a financial analyst named Clark Hodges about the long-term financial impact the recall and the hearing will have on America's General Motors.
1.3 million recalled for power steering, is added in 2.6 million for ignition or the other way around. Doesn't matter. 4 million cars for General Motors coming back. You know, that's going to cost them, well, they've already put $750 million aside for a write-off. Let's put it that way.
Right.
Not good news.
It's not good news. They'll survive. They'll be okay. They've got a bad image because they tried to cover it up. The fact that they had to have a recall is not a shameful thing. Those things happen. Industrial-type accidents can happen. So that's a normal thing. But the fact that they tried to, you know, hush-hush it for years, that's horrible. From a stock standpoint, from an investment standpoint, I think you got to let the water clear out a little bit. There's probably more shoes to drop on this thing. I wouldn't rush in and say it's a great buy. You look at JCPenney, and JCPenney took it on the chin for months and months and months, and the stock kept getting cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and finally it seems to have bottomed out in the $5, $6 range, and now it's back in the $8, $9 range. So it takes a while for these contrarian investments, if you will, to go all the way down where all the selling is out of, and I don't think GM's even close to that yet.
But, Clark, how did they come back? I mean, they were relatively fragile at one point, and now with this, not only the recalls involved, but the losses and then the bad press, I mean, obviously they're going to have to settle in some way, but how long is it going to take for them to come back?
You know, that's a good question. They'll come back, and the reason they'll come back is very similar to any other huge name brand company that's had a misstep. It's like being a Warren Buffett. If you're sick, you can afford the best doctors in the world to make you feel better. The GM brand is so big, the company's so big, they can find a turnaround specialist. I don't know if the current CEO is it or not, but they're going to be able to find good doctors, the best doctors in the world, if you will, to turn that thing around. It'll happen. I don't know how fast it'll happen. They'll take it on the chin for a while, but they're such a big part of the country. I mean, you'll check how many General Motors cars you see today. So that stuff's not going away, and people will still go in and buy cars. They're going to ask questions, but they're still going to be buying General Motors products.
Americans forget quickly. And General Motors is a big national brand, so yeah, he's right. He'll survive. 51 after this. Good day.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken Kessler and I are here discussing the items of interest. Actually, we're listening to bits and pieces of some of the reports and some of the conversations on talk radio, news talk radio programs, news talk television programs. That's our focus here on the sort of wrap-up of last week's Supreme Court decision allowing the floodgates to open. If you thought they were open wide or all the way before after the Citizens United ruling, now you got a new thing to deal with, which is far worse, in my opinion, to the point of I had about 40 or 50 people as guests on my farm over the weekend, and there wasn't one person there, and they're all different kind of political stripes, who thought that the ruling from the Supreme Court last week was anything other than horrific. Here's David Gregory, speaking of horrific, on Meet the Press, discussing with Alabama businessman Sean McCutcheon, another guy named Robert Wiseman, who's president of the Consumer Advocacy Group Public Citizen. They discuss the Supreme Court ruling on campaign donations.
Here's my thing, Mr. McCutcheon. As you look at this, here's a new reality, right? American democracy for sale. How do you have candidates in the future now going to the wealthiest donors in the country and saying, I want an unlimited amount of money? How does that not at some point lead to corruption?
Well, again, I think this is an issue about, you know, independent private people exercising free speech, and you know, regardless of economic status, all Americans are entitled to free speech. So this is a First Amendment guaranteed right under the Constitution. All Americans are entitled to free
speech. And the Supreme Court agreed with you in a 5-4 decision and has upheld that. But if you sit back as a citizen and say, I want to be politically involved, and if I'm a person of great means and I've got all these candidates coming saying, hey, I want an unlimited amount of money, do you not worry that that leads to corruption at some point?
Well, I am a citizen, and I'm interested in being involved in the process, so I'm interested in change for the better. That's what motivated me to support candidates. And again, it's about your right to support as many candidates, committees, and PACs as you choose. It's a political activity. It's a like Robert said, it's the most fundamental right in this country is our right as the people to select our leaders.
So here's what Justice Stephen Breyer wrote in a dissenting opinion. In part, he writes this, what has this to do with corruption? It has everything to do with corruption. Where enough money calls the tune, the general public will not be heard, Robert Weissman. So Sean McCutcheon, as an individual, may have his free speech being honored here, but is he really going to count as much as the wealthy, the super wealthy, in trying to influence elections?
Well, what the court decided was that individuals have the right, a First Amendment right, to give up to $5.9 million to candidates, parties, and political committees. There are only a few hundred people in this country who have the wherewithal to do that and have shown the inclination to do it. They're going to do it, and they're going to expect something back in return. Mm-hmm. And exactly as Justice Breyer said, what that means is those people have this stranglehold over how the process works, and everybody else is left out of the game.
All the money in politics is still out there. There's lots of money in politics. Again, individual people exercising freedom of speech is a good thing, bringing competition to the process. I mean, how are these candidates, these good managerial type candidates that can't self-fund, you know, the candidate him or herself can donate infinite money to their own campaign. What about candidates that can't, you know, afford that? You know, they need donors, individual private donors like me and others that can donate directly to their campaigns, and we shouldn't be limited to 9 candidates or 10 candidates.
But the issue that I'm getting to is you as an individual with free speech to be able to give to as many candidates as you want, do you really have the kind of say as the political parties will be strengthened here, outside groups will be strengthened, those who would come together in a committee fashion, won't they overwhelm the individual's ability, Robert, let me start with you, to have the kind of impact that Mr. McCutcheon says is so important?
Well, I think, first of all, when Mr. McCutcheon says he wants to support a lot of candidates, he is free to do that, and he was free to do that before the decision. He's not really talking about support. He's not talking about handing out leaflets or putting up a sign in his yard. He's talking about the ability to give money to candidates, and that's not the same thing, and it doesn't deserve the same kinds of First Amendment protection. Now, the people who do have the wherewithal and the inclination to give multi-million dollar checks to party leaders, mm-hmm. they are going to have a lot of influence, that's for sure. But it's going to be the expense of the rest of them.
Of course it is. I don't find myself agreeing much with the group Public Citizen on occasions of political ideas and ideals. But here I do, and most other conscious Americans, unless you get a lot of money, I respect what Mr. McCutcheon had to say, as I respect what everybody has. Well, for the most part, I don't always respect what everybody has to say. And I don't respect this ruling. I don't respect what the Supreme Court came up with, since the dissenting opinions were as sharp as they were. You can tell by reading them that there were sharp divisions in the Supreme Court about this. And there are sharp divisions in America about this. But make no mistake about it, people are getting really fed up with the way governments are operating, and the Supreme Court is one third, jurisdictional, executive, and legislative and judicial, one third of the government, and people are upset.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.